With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Justin Bieber, Quavo, Intentions, all the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 7:07, Thursday morning. The weather mostly sunny, lows in the 60s. Walmart Jeff, Gavin, we're all hanging out with you. And I just realized, like literally realized, Mother's Day is this weekend. It's Sunday. It doesn't feel like
yeah,
it. I mean,
that's right.
I think we're supposed to get snow, maybe some snow this weekend. And how is that possible on Mother's Day?
I don't know.
It's terrible.
Are you guys ready for
Here's
Mother's Day?
I am, but my mom already got her gift early. About like last month, she found a dress she really liked online, and I said, let me get you that for Mother's Day. And so I ordered it, and she's already gotten it. So now what do I do on Sunday? Just probably just call her?
Yeah, just shoot her a call or a text.
So, but it snuck up on me because I already gave her a gift. Yeah, or FaceTime, I could do that. But then I was thinking, what is Gavin going to do for Kelly? Because this is your wife's first, well, her first Mother's Day.
Yeah, this is her first. This is a big one. You know, this is huge.
What are you doing?
And like, I can't really go to the store and go get anything. So I don't know, Courtney. You know, I'm trying to do something special for her. I did try to do a little homemade gift with Lennon. That did not come out the way I wanted to. He was not cooperating well. Maybe breakfast in bed kind of thing. I think what she really wants for Mother's Day is to sleep for a full night. So maybe I'll be able to give her that. Other than that, you know, I don't have like a ton of ideas. It's kind of tough right now in the pandemic, you know?
Yeah. Well, Gavin, what did you do with the baby? Lennon's only a couple months old. What kind of craft project was he doing?
I was trying to do a little handprint. You know, where like a garden stone, but every time I put the paint on his hand, he clenched his fist tighter and tighter. Yes. So I could get a fist print, but not a hand.
Yeah, but you should do it. Yeah, but why not do a foot?
Yeah, the foot's easier.
Do a foot. It's a stepping stone anyway. His feet should be on it. One foot even. It's a stepping stone. I think that's a great idea.
Courtney, you're brilliant. But I didn't even think about that.
Is the paint non-toxic though? Should you be putting a paint on an infant's foot? Like, is that all right? Yeah, do you have the right kind of paint?
Non-toxic. It's all good. I made sure to check the bottle. Yeah, there's no. I washed it right off. He didn't even get any in his mouth or anything. So.
Or I feel like exactly. You put it in. But I mean, I know some babies can put their feet in their mouth too. I mean, I've seen that. But I think you're safer just putting it on the bottom of his foot, just stamping that stone. I think that's a great idea.
That is a perfect idea. Like, I think I might try that instead. Because I feel like, you know, for the first Mother's Day, especially what we're doing here, I think a homemade gift goes a long way for like a new mom. So, or any mom, really. I mean, they love homemade gifts rather than buying something.
And I can't believe I'm even giving you advice about this because
give it to him.
Jackass sometimes when it comes to these holidays. But if you want to do something nice for her, you know, do the breakfast in bed, let her sleep. But getting back to the Lennon thing, I don't know the exact ingredients for it, but you can make like a footprint in like dough and then bake it in the oven for a few hours.
Ooh,
I think you
crafty.
Get like, I think you get
yeah.
like, I think it's flour and salt and a little bit of water. You make it like into a circle. You throw his footprint on there, throw it in the oven for like 5 hours and call it a day.
That's a good idea too, Walmart Jeff. That's actually a good idea for him. I'm surprised. Thought it was gonna be something jerky.
No,
it's not jerky. In fact, I'm gonna do it for my mom because she would laugh. I'm gonna send her one of my 7 1/2. I'm gonna put my 7 1/2 in some dough and bake it in the oven. I'm gonna paint it and I'm gonna send it to her. Oh my gosh,
that.
I love
That's
that.
Awesome.
Walmart Jeff, what are you doing for your wife?
My daughter and I are going to sit down today. My daughter wants to do up a menu for her for Mother's Day. So, we're going to do breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and it's all going to be cooked by my daughter. So she wants to come up with a menu today.
Aww. That is an awesome idea. I love that.
That's fantastic.
Just a shout out. If anybody knows the exact ingredients so that we can make the footprints, because I really want to do it for my mom. Or maybe you have another idea for Gavin to do something for Kelly for her first Mother's Day. Give us a call because I'm very interested in putting my foot in that dough. So call us 860-247-9570. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the morning, mostly sunny. Temperatures in the low 60s. It is time for Walmart Just Junk.
Yeah, so this is pretty funny. We have a classic battle of the sexes. We all know that men are better drivers than women. I mean, it's just science.
It's not. It's okay. Not science. But in my own particular household, it is true. It's true. I'm not going to lie. I'm not really a strong driver.
So a new study came out, and this is for homeschooling now. You guys don't have, well, Gavin, you have a kid, but you're not really doing any homeschooling right now because your kid's only like 3 months old.
Correct.
But in my household, I do 99% of the homeschooling. That's a lot. And a new study came out that said, according to men, now 45% of men say they spend more time homeschooling their kids than their wives.
Correct. And yep, I saw this study.
When you ask the women, 80% of the moms say they do a majority of the homeschooling.
Yes.
So it's one of those things where it's like, okay, the guys think they're doing more. The women think they're doing more. So who's really doing more?
The women are, because I saw that same study and 70% of the women are still doing all of the housework and all of the cooking and throwing in teaching as well. While the man's like, I helped him read a book. I turned on his iPad. That's helping. I'm going with calling bull on that.
Yesterday it was National Nurses Day yesterday. So in honor of National Nurses Day, we had a half day at my house. the kids got out early and I had a few cocktails around 1:30 in the afternoon. So yeah, it's just a battle of the sexes when it comes to teaching your kids homeschooling. And just a shout out to all the teachers out there, especially my son's kindergarten teacher, Miss Hoffman. She's really great. My daughter's teachers, they're really great as well at Center School in East Hampton. But thank you for all you're doing out there, teachers. We really appreciate it.
You know what? I don't think parents realized what teachers really do until now, because now you're homeschooling and you're watching your own kid throw a fit, have a tantrum, do things they shouldn't be doing, be bad.
Now, Gavin and Courtney, I don't know if you guys have seen the meme going around the internet. It's this car and on the back window it says, "Dear teacher, you lied. My kid is not a pleasure to have in class."
I've seen that. Yeah.
So true.
So true. So true.
I love it. Shout out to teachers. Hey, don't forget, we are still helping you with your bills, even though you're home. You know, those bills are still coming in. They're not going to stop, but we're going to help you out. We give you 12 chances a day to win $1,000. Another chance to listen and win $1,000 coming up at 8. Charlie Puth, one of the nicest celebrities / artists we have ever met. What a great guy. It is Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. 7:41, time for your Hollywood Report. And you may be able to get to spend the day with NSYNC. That's right. Joey Fatone, Lance Bass, and Chris Kirkpatrick are coming together as part of that prize package called All In Challenge. They would like to pick a fan and two guests to bring to Orlando for a 3-day vacation with the guys as your tour guide. Joey, Lance, and Chris will be bringing you to both Disney and Universal.
What happened to JC, Shazay, and Justin Timberlake?
Well, JC is not in it. I'm not sure why.
Okay.
I don't know. Justin Timberlake has said he's doing his own all-in challenge. He's doing it separately with Bill Murray. And Justin is offering an all-expense-paid trip to the Pebble Beach Golf Resort.
Let's do it. Let's kick it. Let's play some golf. Let's have some fun. Let's raise some money for all those in need. And you get to hang out with Bill Murray. I mean, there's nothing better than that. Trust me, I can vouch for that experience. It is one of a kind.
I love Bill Murray and I love Justin Timberlake. So yeah, Justin's all-in challenge ends, I think, tomorrow. So you need to get in on that now. You still have a little more time though to take part in that mini NSYNC reunion all-in challenge. Very mini.
All right.
And Britney Spears' conservatorship has been extended until the end of summer. According to court documents, the judge issued an order authorizing the temporary conservator by the name of Jody to stay on until August of 2020. Now, her dad stepped down in 2019. Jody is Britney's longtime care manager. I don't know what that means, but she's also now her conservator. Britney's family was apparently very worried after Britney shared recently that she accidentally burnt her home gym down.
Yeah, I forgot.
Remember
that
Walmart, Jeff?
Yes.
She was going in her gym to do yoga and it was on fire. Apparently, she's got a bunch of candles she had lit and she forgot she left lit candles. So they really wanted the conservatorship extended. And finally, Kelly Clarkson just listed her LA home for sale for $10 million. 8 bedrooms, 11 bathrooms, but it also has a 2-level guest house. And this is odd. She also listed her Tennessee home for sale too for $7.5 million. She's currently in quarantine on her Montana ranch. And I'm thinking, she's not coming home. Like, that's going to be her main. That's it. She's like, I quarantined in Montana in my ranch, and this is where I'm going to stay. You can take a tour of all of her properties for sale if you've got that kind of cash. check it out. Kiss957.com/Courtney.
Courtney and Kiss in the morning on Kiss957.
All the hits, Kiss95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the morning, mostly sunny, temperatures in the 60s. It is time for us to share good news. I love it. I would do good news for 4 hours a day if I could. All good news, because it just makes me happy. If you've got good news, something you'd like to share with us, maybe give somebody a shout-out, show some love, call us, 860-247-9570. Hey, good news for the graduating class of 2020. You're going to get serious love a few times, starting May 15th, it's our iHeartRadio Commencement Speeches podcast by lots of celebrities, important people. You can check it out. It's incredibly moving speeches for the graduating class. That is May 15th, iHeartRadio Commencement Speeches podcast. And then June 6th, it's the Obamas with Lady Gaga and BTS joining forces for a massive commencement ceremony. It's a 4-hour event.
Oh my God.
It's like a 4-hour graduation. I know it's long. I didn't even want to go to my graduation, but anyway, it's going to hit YouTube Originals. So check out the YouTube Originals channel on June 6th. You'll have Lady Gaga giving speeches. You'll have the Obamas giving speeches. Alicia Keys and BTS will be performing. That is some good news for the graduating class of 2020. Gavin, what is your good news?
Well, this is good news for parents, because I know a lot of parents who have their kids at home are running out of things to do with their kids. And I know that I've done this. The do-it-yourself pizza kits have been really big. Well, now Auntie Annie's is coming out with their bake-at-home pretzel kits that you can do at home with your kids. Instructions and ingredients you can get online, and they make 10 warm, fresh baked pretzels, and it comes in the original flavor and the cinnamon sugar flavors as well, and it goes for a reasonable $20. So if you can get them on the Auntie Annie's website.
You know what? I feel like they had Auntie Annie's right in the malls. You walk around, you're like, oh,
yeah. Pretzels. As soon as you walk in, right there.
How about Cinnabon? They need to jump on the bandwagon, because when you walk into the mall and you smell those cinnamon buns, oh my God, I think they need to do too. All right, that is very good news. Walmart Jeff, what's your good news?
This isn't really good news, but it's kind of funny. An Ohio woman was placed under arrest after calling 911 multiple times, asking them to extinguish the fire in her crotch. She called seven times. One of the times that she called, she asked the police department if she knew if the fire department's hoses were working. And then she said she needed somebody to come put out the fire with their hose. This woman was 50 years old, and she had been drinking all day, if you were wondering.
Okay. Yeah. Now what you're doing is planting seeds. Next time I drink, I'm going to be calling 911 because my crotch is on fire. Thanks a lot, Walmart Jeff.
No problem.
Hey, do you have some good news you'd like to share? And obviously, it doesn't have to be that good. I mean, judging by Walmart Jeff's story. Share your good news with us, 860-247-9570. All the hits, Kiss95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the morning. It is my favorite time of the day. You know what time it is, Walmart Jeff?
No, what time is it, Courtney?
It's time to call my friend Carl. Carl, a good friend of mine. And listen, he has really helped me out the last 6 weeks or more. I find him to be just extremely uplifting, fun and funny. And he has really, really not only helped me out, but helped my family and my friends out as well. So I thought, what the hell? Let's just start calling him on the air because he's so positive and he's so upbeat. So it's time to have a conversation with my buddy, Carl. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. You make me feel so good. I love it.
I love you. And I'm just so glad I finally get to share you with the world, Carl.
It's so fun. I love it. I'm having so much fun doing this with you, and I get to talk to you more. So it's a win-win.
It is. It's a win-win for me and for everybody in the state of Connecticut and beyond. Carl, it just dawned on me, like, OMG, Mother's Day is, like, this weekend. It snuck up on me.
I know. It's crazy with all this, right? We just basically, everybody's probably forgotten about it.
Yeah. I mean, I forgot about it. I got to be honest. All of a sudden, I was like, oh, my God, it's Mother's Day. I've got to do something. But I don't know what to do.
Well, you're lucky I'm here because I have a ton of great ideas. And because, I mean, think about it. Everything usually is restaurants. You take your mom out. But now we got to get back to basics. Like, we're kids again, right? So do what you did when you were a kid. And this is what I'm doing. I think it's the best idea. I'm making my Mother's Day card. Remember when you did that as a kid?
Yes, I love making homemade gifts. I think they're the best.
Aren't they the best? And you remember how your mother reacted when you gave her a card? She would basically just cry because you bring it home from school. You work so hard on it. So think about this, Courts. Think about giving your mother. This year is the Mother's Day to never forget, okay? So you make her a card. Okay, you don't have to be a poet. Don't think you have to, like, you know, don't think you have to be some great poet or songwriter on the card. All you have to do on the front of the card, and this is what I'm doing. You write, Happy Mother's Day. Very simple. Mm-hmm. On the inside of the card, five things I love most about you, Mom. And you list the five things, whatever it is, whether it's your favorite dinner she makes, how much she cares for you, just special things you did together. I'm telling you right now, when she sees this, she is going to burst into tears, and you're going to be like, you're going to be a hero on Mother's Day. And she deserves it. And you're going to have fun making this card. You're going to feel like you're 7 years old. I mean, what's better than that?
I love it, Carl, because, like, my mom, little Gail, she liked a dress that she saw online, so I ordered it for her, and she got it. But that was, like, a month ago, and I gave it to her. I said, it'll be your Mother's Day gift. But now I'm feeling like, well, that was a month ago. I need to do something. So a homemade card, my mom, you know my mother, Gail, she's going to cry.
Oh, she's going to love it. And have her put the dress. Here's another thing. Have her put the dress on, and you guys can do a FaceTime cocktail or a FaceTime dinner or just, like, have a nice conversation while she opens the card, and you can watch her open the card. I mean, I think we just get back to basics, you know. And listen, and this is another note. Who wants to go touch 100 cards at the supermarket right now? I don't. Ew. No. I don't want to touch 100 cards that 100 people touched. So the heck with Hallmark. Get a Carl's card instead, is what I'm saying.
Carl's card.
Heck with Hallmark. You know what, Carl? Make a Carl's card. That's what I'm saying. Put your touch on your Mother's Day card. Don't touch all the Mother's Day cards.
I love that idea. I think that's the best idea. I think that's fantastic.
It's going to be the best. It's going to be a card she'll keep. The other cards will be in the garbage by then, but she will keep that handwritten card, and she will look back at it because it's something you wrote. I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it.
I am too. Do you have a special Carl's cocktail, quarantine cocktail for us?
Of course, sweets. You know I do.
What is it?
It's okay. You're going to do the mother of all mimosas. It's Mom's mimosa, okay? It's not just a regular mimosa because it has champagne or champagne, OJ, and a splash of triple sec. That's what makes it the mother of all mimosas, the Mom mimosa. So don't forget the splash of triple sec. Cheers, your mother. And you know, you can do two calls to your mom on Mother's Day on FaceTime. So you can do a mother's mimosa in the afternoon like you're at brunch and just make it special.
Oh, my gosh. Carl, I love you so much. Can you give your mom a big hug and a kiss for me and tell her I miss her?
You do the same for me to your mom. And don't forget my motto this year. The heck with Hallmark. Make it a Carl's card.
I love it. Carl, thank you so much. What great ideas. And we're going to be talking again soon. Don't forget, give your mom a big hug for me.
I will. You do the same. Love you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? they're also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.